Ladies and gentlemen, it's our Halloween special here on the Drew Marshall Show. And normally what that means is we talk to witches and pagans and Satanists. Say again, Tim.
Oh, my.
Ooh, Mufasa.
Yes.
But today we're going to dial it back a little bit. We're actually just going to have a little bit of fun.
Yay.
We're going to play some games.
Yay.
We're going to hand out candy.
Yay.
Or Chapman's ice cream vouchers.
Yay.
Yeah.
Why am I touching the screen over there? Did you see what I did? I don't even have the right mouse going.
You're the best.
I'd like to introduce everybody to Tim. Tim is going to be handling a lot of the show over the next week. Why do I sound so bassy? Do I sound like Count Basie?
Yes, you do.
Why do I sound bassy?
Because maybe it's the microphone.
But I have my normal mic.
I don't know. Maybe they adjusted something.
I think they tweaked something.
That's like it,
very. I do like it too. I sound more FM.
Resonance.
So listen. First of all, it's hot in here. All of a sudden, it's you, Tim.
It's me. Yes.
Tim, how long have we known each other?
Way too long. 30 plus years since we were 14, maybe. And now that we're 22 or so.
Yeah. Do you think that people are ready for winter? Because it's here, kids. I was driving down today, by golly, and almost died. Twice.
Really?
You know when you get slushy snow, because where I live, there's snow, and there's a track created. And if you just go off it a little bit, it grabs your car, and you have a little thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes depends are needed. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I tracked once, and you know, how do you handle tracking? The girls need to know this, because they're young girls who probably aren't aware of how to recover from tracking.
No, Amy's driving from far away every weekend. Yeah.
Okay, so Alex needs to know this.
You steer in the direction that you're turning.
You steer in the direction that you're turning.
Yeah, if you're spinning.
Yeah, you just go with it.
You go with it. Oh, I like to go with it, yes. So basically, you take your foot off the accelerator. You don't hit the brakes until you really kind of need to, and then, you know, hit the brakes. And then you let it kind of try to recover by itself. Normally, it will. Mine didn't. Went right towards a telephone pole 10 feet away. It was probably going 80.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, my front tire hit the shoulder and had traction, and I was able to recover. 10 feet away.
Wow. It's okay. I would have covered this show for you, brother.
Really?
Yeah.
How would you have done that?
I would have pressed play.
Press play on the live stream.
On the live stream.
Yeah, we're live
without
streaming.
Without a title.
Listen, if you want to have a good look at our interns, we're about to do our intern. Yes, there you go.
That's why I backed out. See?
We have Alex and Amy here, and we're going to play a little game with them right now because our recording artist went MIA today, so it's our Halloween special, so we're going to do a couple scary things. Tim is going to grab the bag of dental apparatuses,
and hand out their paper towels.
Oh, I think those are used. I'm not sure we want to. So there is a game. What is the actual game called?
No idea.
There's a board game going around. It's kind of a big deal these days. And basically you put this thing in your mouth and it spreads your lips wide open and all you can see is your teeth. And because you can't put your lips together properly, you end up saying words that no one can understand. So here's how it's going to go. Tim is going to take my phone and we're going to select the number of players. And the girls are putting the apparatuses in their mouth right away. Tim's giving them instruction. No, the other way around.
No,
the
no,
big side goes in the mouth. No. The big side goes in the mouth. Trust me.
All right.
Thank you. And not your hair. There we go. Nice. Nice. Now, I want everyone to go to Facebook. Can we get that camera in on their faces a little closer? Just get that right in on their faces. Beautiful. Is there anybody? There's people commenting right away. That's hilarious. Alex, get right up in that camera. Yeah, show everyone how beautiful your teeth look. That's beautiful. And Amy, yep, there she is. You guys look hilarious. Okay, now I'm going to pass the phone over to Tim. And we've got two teams playing. And when I hit...
guessing.
Yeah. Yeah, so when they say... how does this work now, Kim? All right, so they've got to hold on to it and say the word. And you look over the shoulder, and I have to guess it. So you're going to look at me... What's your name? Alex. And you're going to, once you hit play, you're going to say the word, and I have to guess it, and you have to look over her shoulder to be the judge.
Okay?
And there's a timer on this thing. So away we go. You want to have, make sure that camera's right in her face. Want to right up her grill. Turn towards the camera a little bit. There we go. Good. All right, here we go. This is Alex the intern. Been with us for quite a while now. She's done this once before. She is a pro. So is Tim. What do we say to the guests? Don't touch the mic, I think is what.
Yeah. I had to move it so we could.
Like to move it, move it. Tim, your left nostril is dripping. Don't drip on Amy's or on Alex's. Okay, on your marks. On your marks. It's track and field day.
Yes, everybody gets a ribbon.
Ready? Go ahead and press play. Go.
Alf aching Twain's heart. Presents.
Wow, I have no idea. Alf is faking planes for presents.
Alf.
Alf.
Aching.
Aching. Faking.
No, aching.
I said aching.
Aching.
What?
Planes.
Faking planes? Making planes. Making?
Planes for presents.
Making planes. Oh, elves making planes for presents.
Yes. Yep.
All right, next. Yes.
Wow, that was hard.
Merry Earth to Laughter.
Merry with laughter?
Merry Earth to Laughter.
Merry Little Laughter.
No. Merry Earth to.
Take that right off the chair and put it in her face. No.
Well, if they use this instead.
No, don't. Just take it off the chair. You can hold on to it. No, I don't get it.
Time's up.
You're timed out, so we got one. So, Tim, can you read to me what the second one was? Or Alex, what was the
Merry,
second one?
Mirthful.
Oh, who's going to guess that? That's ridiculous. All right. So now that you've got the camera in her face, let's go over to Amy. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Facebook Live is now, we're doing the live streaming video on Facebook, and you can't cover your face. Hold the thing down. Hold the phone down. You're drooling. You're wiping the drool off your face. It's our Halloween special on the Drew Marshall Show. We're playing a little game with the interns and making them drool and say things with a thing in their mouth. And watch it on Facebook Live. Go.
Who's on the rooftop?
Who's on the rooftop?
Uh-huh.
So well, easy.
Kind of.
What? Well, then it's it is or it isn't.
Who's?
Oh, hooves on the rooftop.
Yep.
Time to reflect on priorities.
Time to reflect on priorities.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow, Amy, look at the drool coming off you. You've got a napkin under your chin. You're not drooling that much. It just feels like it.
Erase higher nationhood.
Erase higher nationhood.
In yep. race?
In race?
In race?
That's what I said, in race. What?
In race.
Disgrace.
In. In race, higher nation.
What? I have no idea in this one. Absolutely zero clues. The time up yet?
Yeah.
Okay, take that out of your mouth, because that was just horrible. What was that last one? Keep it on.
Embrace hibernation mode.
Oh, there's no way I would have got that. No way. Okay, now we want Tim to do it.
Uh-oh.
Thank God.
Can you pass me my phone, please? Thank you. And, Alex, you lost.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I'm surprisingly okay.
Yeah? Okay, Tim.
I made it out alive.
Yeah, I'm getting one.
I want you to get right in front of that camera, because people need to see what Tim the Tool looks like. So go to our Facebook page, the Drew Marshall Show Facebook page. Have a little look at Tim's face. Yeah.
What the heck was that?
What is that?
What was
I have no idea.
That's somebody's Facebook page open in the audio going. Is it?
I don't know.
Tim, you're already drooling. Okay, I want your face right in that.
No, I don't look so bad.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Are you in front of the camera?
I am.
You were born to be in front of the...
Yes.
Oh, wait. Why am I... You're supposed to be reading
I don't
this.
Know. All right.
Okay. You look over his shoulder and tell me if it's right.
Okay.
Wait, go to the next one because I saw that one.
Okay.
Go.
Greetings in the mail.
What? Greetings?
In the...
The...
Mail.
In the mail?
Radio.
I don't know. Go to the next one.
All right. Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
Is a legendary.
Is a legendary.
Figure.
Figure. Easy. Next one. Look at Tim's face on our Facebook page right now.
Volunteer
it's streaming live. Volunteers.
To help feed.
Volunteer to help feed.
Her.
What?
And love. Those in poverty.
Those in poverty.
Yes. Love and glory. Those in poverty.
I don't know. Just go to the next one, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Hopeful tots.
Hopeful tots?
Wish for snow fairies.
Wish for snow fairies?
Flurries.
Flurries. Furries. Yes. Flurries. Okay, yes. Okay, last one.
Homemade presents.
Homemade presents.
Are welcome.
Are welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Okay, one more. Last one.
Mistletoe kisses with thy love.
I really hope everyone is watching Tim's face on our live stream on Facebook, because that is just absolutely wrong.
Kisses.
Yes?
With my love.
Mistletoe kisses with Drew.
My love.
My love. That's what I said. Yes. Okay. Tim, how about a rousing round of applause, girls, for Tim the Tool? Well done, Tim. Tim, get out of the camera now. And please wipe your shirt.
Really?
Oh, man. I wonder if anybody else does that on radio, hey? Why would you do such a thing? Where's my pen? Oh, it's right here.
That's my pen.
That's what I meant.
No.
So, listen, that was the first part of the first hour, and we're calling that making fun of the interns. Tim likes doing it, so it's not a making fun thing, really. That was Tim's idea, I think, wasn't it? A long time ago, Tim. Don't ever say I don't listen to you. Where are you going?
We're on the Camino Trail, walking 1,000 kilometers.
All right. What?
It's my pen.
Can I have this one?
Yeah.
Did you put your germs on it?
I was using it in that last competition.
That's right. People keep texting me during the show. You're not an idiot. I wonder who that was.
Wasn't me.
Okay, that's cool. Good talk. All right, where were we, girls? Oh, I know.
Phone calls?
No, we're going to play some things here. We're going to give away $20 worth of Chapman's ice cream vouchers. $20 worth of Chapman's ice cream vouchers. That's free ice cream. And these vouchers need to be used before the end of the year. So, you know, get on it. What are you doing?
I'm sign languaging.
Wow. Okay. So my head's $20. Turned to the camera, from the camera. Here we go. How are we going to do this first? Let's warm people up. I would like everyone to have a listen to one of my all-time favorite choirs. Have a listen to this. This is the scariest choir I've ever heard in my life. It's our Halloween special, kids. Have a listen to these ancient, old white people singing in a choir.
Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip? Yo.
I wonder if Facebook Live will block this.
I don't think so.
So here's the thing. These are a whole bunch of very old, awkward white people trying to cover Eminem as a choir. They're reading the lyrics. Not in sync.
They see me rolling, they are hating. Patrolling, they're trying to catch me riding dirty.
Trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty.
My mind's been sold out, I'm swinging.
That looks like Don Miller. There you go. I don't know if you've ever heard these guys before, but here's another one.
Stop. Have a time.
This is the best one right here, kids. Imagine 80-year-old white people in a choir with their robes on and the blue hair, the whole thing, covering these songs. Oh.
Yeah. Here we go.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your robes.
Now they're taking off their choir gowns. They're all taking off their choir. Oh my goodness. You've got to look that up, kids. It's called The Worst Choir Ever.
That was pretty awesome, I got to say.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Here's another example before we start handing out Chapman's ice cream vouchers.
Did we screen these? Are the old people going to...
No, it's a different one.
All right.
If you're a man over 50, something special.
I do need to hear this.
There's the odd commercial that happens, you know what I mean?
Oh, I can get a flat belly. Look at that.
Look at the size of that belly.
I'll just look like that guy.
You remember this guy?
Really, mate.
This is a guy sitting on a chair on the front of a stage of a church. It's an empty stage. And he's now going to start singing. And he's looking at the piano player like he's screwed it up. He's forgotten the words, I think.
He's trying to find the tone.
I didn't know you was going to start out with it. Looking for a
city. Here we go. He's ready now. Have a listen. It's our Halloween special.
Looking for a city where we'll never die. Where the saint of millions never say goodbye.
Come on, girls. Sing along.
Where we'll meet our Savior.
There's a key change coming
out,
isn't there?
And the loved ones too. Come, the Holy Spirit.
All right, key chains, kids. Ready? Amy, here we go.
Looking for a city where we'll never die. Where is
a million? Amy's, Alex is trying to harmonize. The next part is the best. The next part is the best key change. He goes up another octave, or whatever it is, tone. You know who showed me this first? Angela Weeb. From the Weebs. Here we go.
For a city where we'll never die.
There's nothing better to do than this song to play in a Halloween special, let me tell you. It's like a mosquito.
Yes.
There might be another key change. Oh, there is.
Yeah.
He's standing up. Here he goes.
For a city.
He just gave up. He just gave up.
Where we'll never die. The Saint
Emilia. Oh. Listen to a car alarm.
Isn't that bad?
That's.
Folks, if you're wondering what you're listening to, it's the Drew Marshall Show, and it's our Halloween special. We're just trying to scare you.
This is not a test.
This was not real. A test. Isn't that crazy?
That is pretty impressive.
What was the weirdest thing we've ever played on the show that you can remember, Tim?
Oh.
That bird music video.
The bird? Oh. Bombaloma?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's not good. All right, we're going to give away, what was it giving away? $20 worth. Not 50. Easy.
Sorry,
there, Tim.
Five.
$20 worth of Chapman's vouchers here on the Drew Marshall Show. Chapman's ice cream. It's not two for one. You just take these vouchers to anywhere they sell Chapman's, give it to them, they'll give you free ice cream. That's how it works. There's no catch. We're not going to put you on a mailing list. I don't care about you or your address. I just want to, I want you to participate. So the phone number is 877-569-1250. It only works in Canada, though, so if you're from the States. I mean, the phone number works in the United States, but the vouchers only work in Canada.
Well, if they're in Buffalo, they go across the border.
What movie is this scary quote from?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
You're gonna need a bigger boat. What movie is that from?
Interesting fact, that wasn't even in the script.
Really?
Yeah, it was improvised on set.
What quote is this movie from?
I used to hate the water. I can't imagine why.
I used to hate the water. I can't imagine why. How about this one? What movie is this from? This is a scary movie. Okay. If you know the name of this scary movie, you call 877-569-1250, and we will send you $20 worth of free ice cream. We'll fax it to you. This should be the theme song for my show.
This is more of a name than
two. Afraid to go back into the Bible. All right, what movie is that theme song from? 877-569-1250. It would be helpful if we had someone over by the phone. We've got two interns thinking they're still on a game show over here. Oh, my goodness. All right, so, you're going right to it? Okay, right to air. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Chris.
Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Drew. How are you?
Quite well, thanks. Chris, tell me what movie was that from? Those quotes and that theme song.
Jaws.
Well done. Well done. A golf clap for Chris. Well done. Tim is giving a Jaws clap there in front of the video camera. Whenever there's a camera around, Tim's got to be part of it. Chris, any Halloween plans, or do you hide in your house with the lights off because you don't want Jesus to know that you like Halloween?
No, I don't. Above.
What are you doing for Halloween?
What am I doing for Halloween?
Yeah, you going out tonight and just getting a little vampire on?
No.
So nothing is what I'm hearing. Okay, Chris. Do me a favor, go to drewmarshall.ca, send the address of where you'd like the $20 worth of free Chapman's ice cream sent to you. We're not going to send you a 2-liter container of ice cream. We're going to send you vouchers. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All right. You take care, Chris. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Marshall.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, with that rotating strike thing happening, it might melt.
Yes, it would. Yeah, can we get rid of Chris? I don't want to sound personal, but you hit the word drop. Yeah. That'd be a good button to have for, like, when you're dating. Right, Amy? A drop button. Yeah. What do you think? Stay there, Amy. Stay. Good girl. Well,
Tinder's kind of the preemptive drop.
True. What is?
Tinder.
I've heard of that.
You can drop before you pick them up.
This is a TV show that I used to watch, and the reason I watched it when I was a kid is because of the scary stuff in it. Are you ready? Right. If you know what TV show this is from, the phone number is 877-569-1250. And this is your chance to win $20 worth of Chapman's ice cream. Have a listen to this. Anybody? Do you remember this? It's not the original one, though, so I don't like that one. That's going to be hard.
Throwing me off.
That's really, really hard.
Okay.
Maybe I should change.
Are you going to change the show, or you're going to just change the option? Okay. Good talking.
Keep talking, Tim. That's right. Why you're here.
Okay. Well, let's listen to another one. We have
man.
Great speeds and ways to lose weight today.
And here we go.
Where are you? We got some work to do now.
877-569-1250. Your chance to win $20 worth of Chapman's ice cream. What TV show is this from? Pulling it down. Nobody heard, right?
Pretending you got a sliver. You're not fooling me, cause I can see the way you shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery to solve,
Scooby-Doo. Oh, it's kind of there. Maybe somebody heard it. It's still your chance to win $20 worth of free ice cream here on the Drew Marshall Show. Chapman's Ice Cream has given us $20 worth of ice cream to give away to one more person. And then we're going to make some random phone calls and ask people if they're scared.
If they did it today, it wouldn't be those pesky kids.
Oh, those pesky kids. Yeah, I know, those pesky kids.
No,
hi, who's this?
Millennials.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Angel.
Hi, Angel. Could you just turn your radio off in the background for me, please?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Angel, because otherwise I keep hearing myself twice, and once is enough.
Okay. I think it's the monkeys.
It's the what?
The monkeys.
The monkeys. Oh, you're so close. So close. But I keep hearing myself. Angel, it's not the monkeys. So
okay.
We're going to go to another caller. I'm sorry you've just lost. Okay. Okay, bye. All right. Hi, who's this?
Justin,
what TV show was that from?
Scooby-Doo.
There it is! Yeah. He's got it. Well done. $20 worth of free Chapman's ice cream coming your way. Justin, all you got to do is go to drewmarshall.ca and tell us where to send the vouchers. Otherwise, you don't get them. You know how that works?
Yep.
You got it, man. Hey, tell us something interesting about yourself. Where do you live?
Richmond Hill.
Richmond Hill. That's my home, old hometown. Tim, stop playing around with Facebook streaming live. How long have you lived in Richmond Hill, Justin?
Oh, about a year and a half now.
Oh, pretty new. Pretty new, by golly. Where are you from there originally there, don't you know?
Keswick.
Oh, beauty, eh? Yeah, Keswick's beauty. Beauty town. All right, so something interesting about yourself, Justin, because nobody cares where you live. Tell us something interesting.
Well, I'm going to a wedding right now, to my cousin's wedding. They're Stephanie and Mike. I just want to wish them congratulations.
I'm sorry, did you say your cousin's plural wedding, Stephanie and Mike, are cousins?
No, my cousin, Stephanie. But it could be why I'm from Keswick.
Way to go! He nails it. Good job, buddy. Good job. Listen, have a great weekend, and send us your address. We'll send you the coupons. Okay, dude?
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. All right, there you go. That was funny.
That was good.
My cousin's wedding. All right, we're going to make some random phone calls into the community. This potentially gets awkward. We're going to ask people scary questions. And as soon as it's going to air and you hear the ringing, you just let me know, and I'll put it to air there, Amy. Okay, random phone calls into the community. I'm going to ask them if they have ever seen a ghost, and do they believe... Tim, stop playing around on the camera.
I'm trying to give visual entertainment.
Then don't put it on me.
Come on, you got to love that. I was crushing your head. That was good.
So what should we ask our people?
I want to ask about a ghost. I think that's a great question.
So have you ever seen a ghost?
Yeah.
Or heard a ghost, or felt a ghost, or seen the movie Ghost?
You do pottery.
Didn't that guy die?
Patrick Swayze.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he's dead,
about
right?
5 years ago. Yeah, thanks for bringing it up. Whoopi Goldberg's still here, and so is Demi.
I saw her come out on a tribute. No, it was a roast for her ex. What was this? Some people say sometimes I look like him.
Ugly?
What's his name? Bruce Willis.
Oh, okay.
They did a Bruce Willis roast.
Right.
And as a surprise guest, she came out. There's That's something awesome. Wrong, like weird with her, because she doesn't age.
No. Nope.
She doesn't age. Dude, what's happening with the phone over there?
You don't know. There is an old expression.
Yeah.
That black don't crack. Black people, their skin just stays.
What's that have to do with Demi Moore?
Oh, I thought you meant Whoopi.
What are you talking about?
I thought we were talking about Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, my goodness, no.
Oh, well, it's plastic surgery for her.
Do you think, is that something you would ever get? Plastic surgery?
No.
No?
I prefer to use my eyes to see through.
Right, okay.
Rather than my belly button.
Here we go. It's ringing. It's ringing. We're happy. Random phone calls. What are we asking? About ghosts.
Charisma Flores. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. My name's Drew Marshall. I have a radio show. Can you tell? I have a radio voice.
you certainly do.
I totally do.
Yeah.
We're just doing random phone calls into the community, and we picked your number randomly. We're asking one weird question, and then we'll leave you alone because we know you're busy. You ready?
Sure thing.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Why? Why do you believe in ghosts? I mean, why is my voice so high? Have you seen them?
Yeah, I've had experiences, man.
Shut up, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now we can't let you go now. You've hooked us. What do you mean? Tell us. Tell us a story.
It's more of when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I don't remember it. It's just stories I've been told.
That could be imagination stuff,
because
kids are weird that way.
Yeah. Well, of course they are.
So you totally... What about now? Like in the last, what? I don't know how old you are, nor do I want to know. when was the last time you had some kind of supernatural experience?
Visually, I've never seen it.
Okay.
But a sense.
A sense, like goosebumps.
Yeah.
Good books.
Yeah, good books too, yeah. Okay, well listen, it was a pleasure to chat with you. I hope you have a great weekend. And do people buy flowers for Halloween?
You know what? We actually did get an order for Halloween.
Black roses?
Yeah, black roses. Do you sell them?
No, we don't.
Dude.
If anyone wants black roses, we have to spray paint them.
Spray paint them? Well, it was lovely to chat with you. Have a good weekend.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, the first person we called has had an experience, but that's childhood stuff. Do you believe that?
I had a student teacher that had multiple experiences with a ghost in her house. Apparently, it was built on this place of a huge battle in 1812, and there's a grenadier.
When was that?
1812, and there's a grenadier that shows up in their basement, mostly when the parents away and the parents are home. How come you can lean in and look like...
Because I'm reading it. What does the comment on the Facebook Live say? Something. The first one says something about my head.
Holy Ghost a few times.
I'm crushing your head, someone wrote. Would you stop doing that, Tim? And what was the other one?
I've seen the Holy Ghost.
Oh, man. Seen the Holy Woo-hoo! Ghost. Preach, all right, girl. Let's do another random phone call, please, and thank you.
This girl actually saw it. She feels it sometimes, but she's actually seen this grenadier walking through her basement.
Isn't that the stuff you put in a Shirley Temple?
Grenadine.
Oh.
Made from the blood of a grenadier.
All right, here we go. Random phone calls. Asking scary questions during our Halloween special. Sometimes it doesn't work because no one answers.
Hi, this is Euroflowers. Please leave a message. Thank you.
I'm going to leave a message. Oh, hi. This is Drew calling. I just wanted to know if you sell black flowers. I don't want them spray painted, though. So could you call me back? Thanks. You remember when you were a kid and you did crank phone calls and you thought you were hilarious, you and your pals?
I used to flush the toilet.
And you thought that was funny?
It was hilarious. Hello.
Flush. Really?
Yep.
What were the liners, the one-liners we used to do as kids? Is your fridge running?
Yeah, is your fridge running?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Wall
home.
Better
go catch it.
Mrs. Wall home.
Why? Who's what? Is Mr. Wall home?
There's no Wallace home? What's holding up your roof?
Really?
Yes. I lived a deprived childhood, but I didn't burn any buildings.
When we finish this phone call, I want to tell you about some Halloween mischief that I did. Is it ringing? Oh, it sounds very quiet. Oh, it's not quiet. It was the fake ring. Psyched me out.
The fake ring?
Yeah. The ghost ring. You can hear it in the background.
Ghost ring.
Very scary. What was Floyd, Count Floyd?
Forest of Flowers, Monica speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Monica. How are you?
I'm good. Can I help you?
Well, yeah. My name is Drew Marshall. I actually host a radio show, and we're just making a couple of quick calls to some people that we think we could ask a quick question. So you ready
I'm busy with a customer right now.
Oh, you are?
Yes, of course.
Oh,
I'm working.
Well, we were going to give you some free advertising, but don't worry about it.
No, I don't need. Thank you.
You don't need. Okay. Bye now. Bye. Bye-bye, Cupcake.
Perhaps we should call like this next time. I would like to buy flowers for my friend.
I always thought that, you know, random phone calls from radio people would be accepted.
Well, if you're busy with a customer, it is hard to deal
with. Well, then you don't answer the phone.
Well, but what if
it's lost? That's one of my pet peeves is when I phone somebody and they go, hey, I'm sorry, I can't talk. Well, then why did you answer the phone? Because you thought it was someone else actually important to your agenda.
How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. So my name's Drew Marshall. I'm actually a radio guy. Can you tell?
Yes.
Yes. Don't I have a great radio voice? Listen, we're just giving some free advertising to a couple of different places, and you're a florist, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Good. And what is the name of your company again?
It's called Select Flowers.
It's called Elect Flowers?
Select Flowers.
Okay, good. And we're asking every person we call, we're asking one quick question and then we'll go away. Are you ready for the question?
I don't know if I'm the right person to answer it because I actually only work at the store. So.
No, that's perfect. I don't care. It's got nothing to do with flowers. It's just a different question. You ready? It's a Halloween question.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, here we go. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
You're really? Like when you were a kid or like yesterday?
Like, you see scary people and they look like ghosts.
Oh, scary people that look like ghosts. But do you think they're really ghosts?
I don't think so.
No, they're not real, are they?
No.
No. All right. Well, listen, I don't mean to keep you from your work. I know you're very, very busy. And I wish you all the best this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
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 That's an excellent voice.
Should we call one more? I'm excited. Oh, yeah. No, we're running out of time. I got to tell these stories. Here we go. Okay. Amy, thank you for working that out. Here are my Halloween stories. I think I share these every year. This one time?
Bandcamp?
You know, Tim, I need you to participate in my stories.
I'm saving you from technical difficulties.
This one time, girls, I'll tell you, I grew up in a funeral home. And I had a Halloween party. I told about 15 people. About 300 showed up. I've told this story, haven't I? That's how it works?
Yeah.
That's how parties work?
Yeah.
But what? No, you've had 300 people show up to your party?
My brother has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was because I was cool, but anyway.
You
so
are cool, Drew.
I ended up bouncing my own party. I was pulling, I hope my dad's not listening because I'm just getting so much trouble. I was pulling people out of caskets.
Nice.
They found the casket room, and they climbed in just to see what it felt like.
That's
Can you
awesome.
Believe that?
I would do it because it would be fascinating.
But the tour that I did was amazing. So we'd take a group of people and we would take them into the embalming room where there's two tables that the bodies would lay on. And I had the air conditioning turned down really low and I had the embalming pump with the hose over like this spraying a fine mist in the air. So it was cold and clammy. They were blindfolded. They walk in, you turn them towards one table, and you do that test, that thing where you go, this is Mr. Johnson's brains, and you pass around a coagulated clump of macaroni with some Vaseline over it, and it just feels slimy like brains. Here's Mr. Johnson's eyeballs, you know, big olives, right? I don't know, intestines. I can't even remember what. Maybe they were real. I can't remember. So they're all kind of, you know, the guys are like cool, right? Whatever. The girls are a little wigged out. And then we turn them around. Oh, sorry. Before we got to the embalming room, we walked through the funeral home. So we went through, like, back in those days, there was a smoking room. Through the smoking room. Through into the showroom where we saw. That was the last thing they saw. So let me start the story again. We walked by a coal furnace. I think it was oil. Into the casket room. They saw all the caskets lit up by candles. We put blindfolds on them. We walked them through the smoking room, up into the chapel, where we had organ music playing and a friend crying in the front pew. And then took them through the flower room and then into the embalming room. They did the touch test. At this point, the guys were not as cool as they were at the beginning. We turn over and we say, speaking of Mr. Johnson, he's laying right here on this other table. Let's just spend a moment of silence and give him some respect. Inevitably, one of the guys reaches over, touches Mr. Johnson. Was that his name?
Sure.
And then my friend was laying on the Phil Serez was laying on the table, and he's got a sheet over him. And as soon as he feels someone touch him, he grabs him. And they lose their minds, and it's a chain reaction. The girls start screaming. They run out. I go, this way, this way, this way. They run out into the garage where I've got the hearse with the table out, candles lit all over the place, and a friend of mine with a chainsaw starts it up, but he's got a hockey mask on, the whole Jason thing or whatever it is. There's no chain on the chainsaw, and he scares them back into the party. Next.
Nice. Maybe people came because they heard about the party favors. So
yeah, maybe.
Nice.
Maybe. Anyway. Well, that's how you fill an hour, kids. Right there. Look at it. Alex is yawning over there. If you were wondering what just happened, well, that was our first hour. Normally it's called Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. But in this world of improv, we had our recording artist say that their car broke and they couldn't get here. So we just did Make Fun of the Interns, some useless trivia, Halloween spooky edition, and then we did some random phone calls to flower shops, three of which worked out okay. Or was it two? One lady was very, very busy. Very busy.